Welcome to Inside Bio Podcast. On today's episode, I'll be talking about why do people have unhappy relationships. I'm sure it's the desire or the wish of most of us listening to this podcast to have a very happy and successful relationship. So today's episode is going to show you ways by which you can achieve that dream and help you to have a very happy and successful relationship. So every relationship comes with its own terms and conditions and its own demands. As I said earlier, everyone or most people want to have a very happy and successful relationship. But then it just doesn't come like that. And yeah, relationships are very important or vital component of everyone's life, especially for those who want to get married or those who have spouses or those who are already in relationships. Not just relationship pertaining to the opposite sex, but then human relationships in general, they are very important and vital components of everyone's life. But then when it comes to relationships, there are a few things we need to understand. First of all, we need to understand or define the purpose of our relationship with everyone or with everyone here or with each person. Let me say it that way. We need to understand or define the purpose of our relationship with each person. So for example, this is what I mean by that. There are people who come into your life for you to help them. First of all, there are people who come into your life for you to help them. Secondly, there are people who come into your life for them to help you. They came into your life to help you. And thirdly, there are people who are in your life for you to help each other. So there are three different levels. There are three different purposes. There are those who are supposed to help. There are those who are supposed to help you, and there are those where you guys are supposed to help each other. And God brings this three different kinds of people into our lives, and it's very important we need to understand the role or the purpose of each person in our life. Do you get it? So for example, if someone is in your life to help you and you are rather helping the person, then there is a misunderstanding of purpose, and that can cause confusion. Or when the person is supposed to help, you are supposed to help the person, and you think the person is supposed to help you, at that point there is also misunderstanding of purpose. So you realize that the wrong thing is being done. So instead of you, when the person is fulfilling his purpose by receiving your help, you think the person is not helping you, but then the person is not actually there to help you. I hope I'm making sense. So that's it basically. There are those who are supposed to help you, there are those who you are supposed to help, and there are those who you are supposed to help each other. So you need to understand the purpose or the function of each and every person in your life. So if you think someone is supposed to help you when you are supposed to help the person, it mostly brings about confusion, or it mostly brings about unhappiness. Do you get it? So we need to, when it comes to relating with people, with human beings, with individuals, with our friends especially, we need to understand these three different kinds of people God has brought into our lives. Those we are supposed to help, those who are supposed to help us, those who we are supposed to help each other. And a good understanding of these purposes, or these three different purposes, would help us relate well with those around us, so that we don't expect the wrong things from the right people, or we don't expect the right things from the wrong people. So before I continue, I would want to give a little shout out to a friend of mine. He's called Jumo. He's actually one of relatively the main forces behind this podcast. He's been inspiring me so much. He has a podcast of his own called Names of Talkatives. You can check it out. It's on all the various podcast platforms. He's a funny comedian. For those of you who understand, there are different kinds of comedians. There are funny comedians and there are other comedians. Yeah, but he's a very funny comedian. I'm sure you love his podcast, Names of Talkatives. You can check on Google or all the various podcast platforms. So back to our discussion, or what we are discussing today. Why do people have unhappy relationships? Why do people have unhappy relationships? So we all want to have happy relationships, definitely. So would look at some of the reasons we have, then I'm sure they would help us achieve our goals of having a happy relationship. So the first reason people have unhappy relationships, or the first reason why people have unhappy relationships, is that people have unrealistic goals. Mostly one partner or both partners have unrealistic goals. So probably there's a girl who wants to date a guy who would give her maybe $1,000 every week or every month, but then unfortunately for her, her environment does not accommodate such people, or she does not have such people around her due to wherever she finds herself. Or probably there's a guy who wants to date a girl who he can control or would always be at his beck and call. There are various examples I can give, but then one of the reasons why people have unhappy relationships is that they have unrealistic goals. Probably their relationship goals are so unrealistic. If we are to factor it in time or to think about it logically, the probability of it happening is very, very little or low. So when we have relationship goals, they should be very, very realistic. Do you get it? They should be very, she said, very realistic goals. There are people, some people have a picture of their dream man or their dream woman, but then the kind of picture they have does not exist in reality. It's only available in the virtual world. Do you get it? So we need to have very realistic relationship goals. We need to have very realistic goals. Do you get it? People will definitely come with their own issues. So when we are setting goals for our relationships, we should have goals whereby we know they are achievable and they can happen. We can achieve them over time. Do you get? I heard of a story of a woman or a girl who wanted to date a Navy officer, but then she wanted to have dinner with her boyfriend or her beloved every evening. But then, for those of us who know Navy officers, they are mostly working at sea. So they spend few of their times at home and most of their times at work on sea or at sea. So if you're a girl who likes attention and you want to date a Navy officer, you should know that your goals do not match. Do you get it? So we need to have very realistic goals. Probably another example is there are guys who want to date girls who are party girls, but then they are also spiritual girls, or they are also very God-fearing. Party girls in quotes, do you get it? And so we can't have both together, do you get it? If it's very difficult to have that compatibility. So there are girls also who find themselves in the same situation. They want guys who are in quotes party guys, but then they are also very churchy in quotes, or very religious. But then definitely one will be dominant. So we need to have, when we are setting goals for our relationship, they need to be very realistic. We need to make sure what we want is achievable. It shouldn't be far-fetched. Then the second reason why people have unhappy relationships is due to poor communication, or probably no communication. there are people who find themselves in relationships. Probably an example is, it does not even necessarily have to be a distant relationship, but then people can even be in the same school, in the same country, in the same environment, in the same neighborhood, but then they don't speak, they don't talk, they don't communicate often. There is very poor communication, mostly for various reasons also. But then when there is poor communication, when you don't speak to your partner often, you realize that it gets to a point whereby one person or one party becomes unhappy. So when you find yourself in a relationship, whether any kind of relationship, and make sure there's effective communication. It's not like you should be talking to the person every day, but then the communication should be effective. It shouldn't be one whereby there are so many potholes inside. Do you get it? You should purpose and plan to have a very effective communication life. So try to check on your spouse every day. Don't let it be like as the responsibility of one of you to check up on the other. As the responsibility of both of you to check up on each other. So if both of you understand it that way, it would help build a happy relationship. Then the third reason why there are unhappy relationships is when there are wrong perceptions. So for example, your partner finds himself, or you see your partner with another girl or another guy often, but probably they are friends or they are whatever, but there's probably no kind of close intimate relationship going on between them. But then when you begin to assume stuff or perceive stuff that do not exist, you have wrong perceptions about things happening. Probably maybe you called him and he didn't answer at night. Then when he came out of your room or when you were walking later, you saw him with another girl at one side of the street and you said, oh, okay, he was with this girl or she was with this guy. So that's why he didn't pick my call. And you start drawing conclusions. I think in relationships, we need to be open. We need to seek reasons before we draw conclusions. We need to know the whys before we draw conclusion. So if probably you find out why and the why is not convincing enough, you have every right to draw your conclusion. But then we shouldn't assume stuff. Life shouldn't be lived based on assumptions, but on truths and facts. So that's it. And another reason why people have unhappy relationships is abuse. Physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. So people find themselves in relationships whereby they experience all kinds of abuse, both male and females. So unfortunately for some people, their partners abuse them verbally, they abuse them physically, they abuse them sexually. And if you find yourself in any kind of relationship whereby you're a victim of abuse, please don't hesitate to walk out. Don't kill yourself in the name of love. So another reason is abuse. We need to be purposeful about not to abuse our spouse or our partners, whether verbally or physically or sexually. Most people just say anything to their spouse or to their partners. They just insult them, they just ridicule them. It's not right. Do you get it? We need to speak well of them. We need to be conscious of the words we say to them. We shouldn't just go about insulting them and making them lose self-confidence and self-esteem. Do you get it? Don't just tell your partner any word that comes out of your mouth. You should make sure the words that come out of your mouth give the person some confidence or some hope or inspire the person. So we should try not to abuse our partners physically, verbally or sexually. If you find yourself in a very abusive relationship, in an abusive relationship generally, you should find a way out of it. You need to speak to somebody and don't entertain it. Do you get it? It's one reason why people are unhappy and are bitter in relationships. And another reason why people have unhappy relationships is the presence of third parties. Mostly people are in a relationship and there is a third party. A third party is not just somebody. It's somebody who... How will I define a third party? I would say a third party is somebody who interferes with the flow of the relationship. He or she depends on someone who kind of advises you guys about your relationship. But then the third party mostly has a negative influence in a relationship. As in, the third party is someone who crosses his boundaries, who crosses the boundaries of your relationship. Because your relationship should have boundaries and limitations whereby people can enter, or if I should put it. So mostly the presence of third parties, do you get it? And we should be aware of third parties. We should know who we should allow into our relationship, who we should not allow into the matters or the issues of our relationship. We should be very cautious or careful about third parties. A lot of relationships have been destroyed due to the presence of third parties. It could be friends, it could be siblings. Do you get it? So we should watch out for third parties. They are very, very important. And another reason why people have unhappy relationship is when they date or when they get involved with the wrong people. How do you know somebody is the wrong person? When you don't share the same values, the same vision, and the same purpose as a person. So probably, or you're a child of God or you're a Christian, but then you find yourself in a relationship whereby the person's religious views are opposite from yours. Do you get it? Or you people don't agree on the same religious views. That's just one aspect per se, or one part. But then when you don't share the same vision or the same goals or the same values or the same aspiration for the person, it breeds unhappiness. So the Bible says, can two work together unless they agree? So anytime there's constant disagreement, there will be unhappiness. Do you get it? Two people cannot work together unless they agree. So we need to make sure we are dealing with the right people. Because anybody who does not share in your vision, anybody who does not share in your values, is not the right person for you. Because you need to support each other, and someone cannot support something he or she does not believe in. So realize that people get into relationships and instead of their spouse supporting their dreams or their goals or their visions or their business or their ministry, they rather end up pulling them down, and they are now in the fix between, should I focus on my work or my ministry, or should I focus on my spouse? Your spouse is supposed to help you excel in whatever work you do, sort of. So people are unhappy when they get involved with the wrong people. So we should make sure we try and get involved with the right people. And that's when we'd always need the direction of the Holy Spirit in our life. So we need to really seek the counsel of God when it comes to relating to people. And the last reason I would mention is people get into relationships for the wrong purposes. That is why there's also unhappy relationship. The Bible says that hope deferred make the heart sick. Do you get it? Even that one can be related to when people have unrealistic goals. But then this last point is that people enter relationships for the wrong purposes. So probably people just want a sex partner, which is very wrong. So they just enter into one. People enter into relationships when they are not supposed to enter into one, but then they feel everyone around them is getting into a relationship, so they need to get into one. But probably at that time, their mind and their whole psychology or their whole emotion or their whole being is not ready to be in a relationship. But because everyone around them is like, is getting involved, so they feel left out. You shouldn't feel pressured to go into a relationship or to get into a relationship. You need to enter into a relationship with the right purpose. So don't be pressured into getting into one. Don't enter into a relationship because you feel lonely, if I should say. But then you should have the right purpose. Do you get it? You should have the right purpose of entering into a relationship. If you enter for a wrong purpose, you would end up being unhappy. So find the right purpose and get into one. But then don't get into a relationship for the wrong purpose. There are various wrong purposes people get into relationships. I can only mention a few. When they feel left out because all their friends are getting into relationships. Some people just want people to satisfy their sexual desires and they don't even know. So they get into one to get sex partner. But then it shouldn't be so. You get it. So if you are in a relationship and all, and you realize that you are in it for the wrong purpose, you need to take a second look at it. So these are the few reasons I can mention why people have unhappy relationships. I believe they will go a long way to help you in your relationship and to help you have a happy relationship. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. And yeah, I'm your host, Mawina. So thank you once again, and yeah, stay tuned for more exciting episodes.